Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken the soul. Come into the
of the Golden Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and welcome to our worldwide co-creation, because this is a show where we cross time zones and timelines and oceans, dimensions even, to make a worldwide co-creation, because everyone who's in the chat room or a guest on the show or listeners in archives all help to make the wonderful atmosphere and energy. So we're going to start off with a worldwide group hug and cosmic kiss. Here we go. Oh, did you feel that? Well, we have an absolutely fabulous show today. We have Alisa Slattery, and she's the queen of weight loss, joined by Deborah Dashinger, a radio host from, I think it's KHY in America, and they're both going to be coming on the show shortly, but we're going to go over to Nashville to join it with Mr. Gary Moore. Hi there, Gary.
Hi, John Christie. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another edition of The Healing Fountain. Yes, I am here in Nashville, and it's quite lovely. Rainy today, but somewhat warmer, and it's December. What can we say? It's a typical winter's day.
Oh, it's not snowing then.
No, it doesn't do that much. It doesn't do it that much around here anyway. So
in the south. Oh, right. Okay. Well, we've had rain today as well, but never mind. It's England, so what can you expect? But anyway, shall we play a song? Shall we bring the ladies straight on? The girls, I should say. Shall we bring them straight on to tell us about losing the weight loss for good? Because it is a rare opportunity to be part of a weight loss series. And it's the Fintastic program. And I think we'll actually bring them straight on. So are you there, Elisa and Debbie?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, so we're having a party today.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Elisa. Welcome to the Healing
Thanks,
Talk.
Gary. So
thanks,
great to be on. And thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Anytime. And it's a welcome.
You know, I want to
together.
Say that it's a really interesting time in life, and especially you're talking about winter and the holidays and all of that. And I had a conversation with somebody, and we're pretty early on in the season, and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying the level of exhaustion she's feeling because there's so many parties, and she wishes they didn't all come within those few couple of weeks, one on top of another, and mm-hmm. instead that they were spread out over the year. And it's interesting because I think a lot of us are feeling that around food and drink. It all comes at once, like these condensed months where we're just eating and gluttony, and it's supposed to be ho, 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 but we're mm-hmm. feeling like, oh.
It's feast and famine, isn't it?
You combine that with not much activity at the same time. And yeah, we can't wonder why around New Year's we need to lose about 20 or 30 pounds. So
yeah, it's true. I think the statistics are that most people gain 10 pounds over the holiday season.
And yeah.
Well,
yep, that's true.
Not
that's
me.
The statistic. And
not
if on
me.
Top of it, of course, you already have a weight issue, and then you put on an extra 10, you know, for some people it's kind of catastrophic.
Yeah. Well, I think for most people it would be, unless you don't really care about your health and your figure and things like that. And some people really don't care, do they? It depends on your priorities, doesn't it?
Well, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
Gary. Oh, dear. Anyway. So there are loads of different sorts of diets out there, and we're not here to speak about all the different types that there are, but callers are welcome to call in and ask any questions, and the call-in number is 646-929-0461, and if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And Debbie and Elisa will be here to take your calls and answer any questions that you may have. And did you want to just give us a brief rundown about how this Fintastic program actually works?
Yes, and I'd love Elisa to come on the line because she is brilliant, and she's the one who really, they call her queen of weight loss for a reason. So Elisa...
Yeah.
Your royalty is waiting.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, guys. I've been on here and laughing at you. And, Gary, you know what? You're a guy. We don't really want to hear from you. I'm just kidding.
We've got a different perspective, you know. So,
yeah. I'm really just picking on you because I have so many male clients, and they suffer right along with us. Not quite as much because, you know, men just don't have a problem ever saying what their weight is. They're like proud of it many times, and the women are just like, oh, please never ask me that question. So I'm really just kind of picking on you. But men, you know, like I said, they feel the strain of it as well. So I'm excited to be here today, and I'm excited to answer any questions. So, you know, gosh, I hope your callers get on and ask away. And Debbie, do you want to sort of go into the program? Do you want to talk about the mode in which we're using?
I'd love to. Yes, absolutely. Let's get started. And here's what Elisa and I do with the groups of people. And we're creating this into a group because there's nothing better than having the synergy and the help. And this program is predicated to give people one-on-one individual support. They get a food program. It's so healthy. It helps you distinguish what you're sensitive to. Just by virtue of doing it, you're going to knock a lot of things out and start to gain so much awareness. Those of us in this consciousness, that's the thing we really want, is awareness about our bodies. And we don't often have that. We're not often having conversation with our own bodies. we're trying to do X diet, Y diet, oh, fit into this. Or there's so many modalities out there, and if the weight hasn't been coming off, you haven't been feeling healthy, that's why, and it's really about time to eat for your body. So the program involves inside and outside. There is no one better, as far as I'm concerned, than Elisa. Elisa really is the queen for a reason. She's taken thousands of people to their where they want to be weight loss-wise, what weight they prefer, body they prefer to be in, and it's done very easily. She's got a concierge level of support, which you're welcome to use as much as you need to. If you want daily calls, you've got it. But there is this is a no-question and full service for you, your needs, and your body. And then, for the flip side, a lot of us, there's also an internal process. And my deal is I teach people how to create their dreams. And often for people, one of their dreams is a level of health, a level of wellness, and a level of body preference. And that is a huge dream for people. In fact, they're tired of being so huge. They'd rather it be a small kind of prospect. And that's where I help people. And so I'm going to be doing group calls, and that's where the group aspect comes in. And people can show up as real as they want, and there's going to be a lot of healing going on in those calls. So you have the inside support, the outside support. We're calling this crack the code to permanent weight loss, because the deal is it's not just about losing the weight, but there's a total methodology that you get taught about how to keep it off. And it's easy, and the food is amazing and delicious and yummy. And everybody who's gone through it has had 100% success. So that's the program.
Sounds great. Sounds good.
It really is quite amazing, because, you know, the thing that everybody wants, they want that magic pill. They want that thing where they could snap their fingers. This is as close as we can possibly get. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Debbie? I mean, this is pretty quick and very efficient. And the bottom line is, you know, it is about getting the weight off. That's why people are coming to us. But I also want you to know that we are going to show you what real nutrition looks like. Because the motto that I always use is, it's not what you eat that makes you fat. It's what's in what you eat that makes you fat. But, you know, people are like, I just don't want to have to go through all that education and all of those things. I just want to lose the weight. Tell me what I have to do. Well, the good news is you're working with me, someone who's lost 81 pounds and kept it off for years and years and years. So I understand when people are just so sick and tired of hearing lifestyle change and all of these kinds of things. I've heard it until I was sick of it. I just thought, look, let me get the weight off first, and then I will believe what you have to say. Well, that's what we're offering. We're going to get the weight off fast and efficiently and retrain you to understand what real nutrition looks like. So that's the thing I really want you to hear. So if you're on the line and you have a weight issue and you're just going, yeah, I know, but they don't really understand, let me tell you, at 81 pounds, I really understand. I've taken people who've lost 166 pounds. I've taken people who only needed to lose 15 pounds or someone who needed to lose 10 pounds. It doesn't matter where you are or where you're starting. We're going to get you to the finish line. And I'm telling you, no one can do it better, only because I have walked this walk for so long, so I know exactly where you are. And that's why I'm so excited to partner with Debbie, because Debbie did come as a client, and she said, you know what, in all of these years that she's done radio, she's never had anyone on her show that actually did weight loss, because she didn't believe it, she didn't trust it, and it was very personal to her. So when she asked to partner with me, it was exhilarating, because I knew her stance on it. So, you know, to get her to where she needed to be, such a great feeling, and she wanted to share that. So, Debbie, I wanted to throw that in there, because I really want them to understand this is not two thin girls telling you how to lose weight. We were the fat girls, and we know what it feels like.
It's true. It's very true. And I really did have, at one point, quite a weight issue, and then more recently, you know, when I say more recently, in my adulthood, it was more of a 20-pound issue, but I couldn't keep it off. And it's true what Elisa's saying. I found it really disconcerting when people I'm out there with all transformational people. That's the world I exist in. And I know those books. I know those people. I know what they're selling. And I couldn't find anything that was right for me, because, again, somebody had a category and a way of doing something, was asking me to fit into it. and it really didn't work for me. And I even came begrudgingly initially to Elisa Slattery because I saw somebody in the transformation world completely transform her looks, her body, her health. I was stunned, and then I got to see her over time keep it off. So when I came to her, I was at that point in the 20-pound range. But I really needed something that I could lean into and know that it had my back, that I was going to have the support, and that somebody really knew what they were talking about. They weren't just going to give me a sheet and leave me alone and tell me to figure it out on my own. And the other piece of it, I don't know if you guys resonate, that was huge for me, but I find that there's a lot of things out there that sometimes will get you to lose some weight, but like what happens after? I didn't find anybody teaching me the health and the 1, 2, 3, 4 and exactly the recipe to do it for life. That was super important for me. So I'm in a really visible category in the profession that I do. I do a lot on camera. And I just needed to feel like at a moment's notice, I looked good. I felt good. You know, if I had something for TV and they called me at the last minute, I didn't want to have to freak out about how I was looking and feeling. And health-wise, you know, Gary was talking about you get to a certain point in your life and you keep living. It's really true. Like the investment you put in how you feel and how it shows up and maybe the repeated crimes you're committing against your body, and you get to a certain point and maybe sensitivities are showing up or weird symptoms and you're not clear what it's connected to. I just think, you know, being the kindness to your body and knowing what your body is really requiring is so important because most of us are here to do the good work. So let's have a body that supports us in doing that.
And a lot of people eat for comfort, don't they? And so I suppose it's a lot of it will be centered around people's emotional state as well, won't it?
Well, absolutely. A lot of it is emotional. But, you know, here's the thing. There is a reason people get – there was a reason I got to 81 pounds. And I would have told you it's because I like to eat. Well, we all like to eat. So, but there's a reason why you eat the quantities that you do. So I think it is so important. And what I love, again, about this partnership with Debbie is that I can get the weight off. That is not an issue whatsoever. And I can even – help you to maintain it and to keep it off. But the reasons that you got there in the first place are still going to show themselves. Because as that fat releases from your body, you know, many people don't really understand how, you know, the emotions that work inside the body, where do they think that that falls into? It falls into the fat in your body. And so the reason that we're eating, we're trying to, like, really push down those emotions. We hear all this. It sounds very simplistic. But the truth is when you start to, you know, deflate, take that fat suit off, all the reasons that you did it in the first place are still going to be there. So the beautiful thing is we can continue to work and get the weight off. I can help you keep it off. But then Debbie comes in and she really gets to the root of what that real issue is. And that is what's so beautiful, again, about this collaboration, this partnership. So it's something that my program worked very well standalone. I mean, the success rate has always been really, really high. But to have this added emotional support with Debbie, is just I just don't know of another program that does it.
Well, thanks, and right back at you, kid. And I want to compliment what Elisa's saying about why we eat. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, part of it is societal. We are surrounded by a ridiculous abundance of food. You know, we're told socially that's what we do. And there's another piece sometimes, especially for your people, I want to say, Jean, because you do have a lot of healers who come to this show. And interesting, many of us who are empaths and healers or energy healers, what we are really is we're sensitive. And often when you're walking the planet, being as raw and sensitive, virtual satellite dishes, right? We're picking up everything from everyone all the time. We kind of know what's going on, and sometimes we assume responsibility for stuff that's not ours because we're so deeply sensitive. And what's interesting is sometimes just to either ground ourselves or to block out
so much of what we perceive is going on, we'll often eat. And I think there's a gentler, kinder way to walk this walk, and it doesn't have to be done with an overabundance of food. It can be done with fantastic, yummy food, but we just don't have to, because we're sensitive, hurt ourselves or our bodies anymore.
And everywhere you look, it like McDonald's or whatever, it's supersize me for 50p extra. People are getting supersized, aren't they? In fact, there are so many people now who are morbidly obese in this country as well as probably in America as well. But I mean, I know that some people do eat for boredom because of they're bored.
Right.
So
at a time, and it's interesting, isn't it? At a time when there's more available to us than ever before, people are bored. I've also just heard something interesting today about there are more people lonely on the planet. And I thought, what an ironic time we live in, where Facebook, social media, you know, in an instant we connect with anyone in the world, and yet the loneliness is pervasive. But anyway, here's the great news. At a concierge level weight loss program, that doesn't have to happen. You actually have Elisa on the line every day, or Facebook, or however you want to connect with her. And she's literally there to guide you. And, you know, I've never found anything quite like it. I mean, I've been working with her now. This is my second year, and I find her par none. And the wisdom that comes with it, I found to be exceptional. That was really important to me, too. Like, whatever comes up that is going on that you may be baffled by, you don't know how to handle, or maybe there's a social situation you're going into, you know, she knows. She's worked with so many people and can really guide the way, so that the weight loss is a sure thing. And I want to tell you, too, we've had people, so this Fantastic or Crack the Code to Permanent Weight Loss, we've had people who got so excited about the program, they didn't want to wait till January to start. And they were like, can we join now? Because this isn't our space right now. Like, we want to handle the weight. And I just spoke to a gal yesterday, and she and her husband have already knocked off 13 pounds. And she's thrilled. She's been through menopause. She's been through parent care. She's been through a lot of, like, big ticket and stressful items. And nothing was working for her, and she was pretty frustrated. And this is the first thing she's found, and she's like, this is finally happening. And it's happening quickly, fast, and I feel terrific. And that's really what we love hearing.
Yeah, I want to add to that, too, because, you know, I want to talk about a little bit about the fact that, you know, there's so many obese people, and yet when you take the obese people, you find what they're really finding is that these are the most malnutritioned, if you can even believe it, because it doesn't even sound like it could go in the same sentence. How can an obese person be malnourished? How can an obese person be dehydrated? But that is what is absolutely going on. So much of what we're going to be doing here is showing again, and I'm going to keep hitting this because I really want people to hear this, that we're going to show them what real nutrition looks like. Because you know what? We are sitting here talking about obese people, and I was one of those people. But you know what? I have people who do everything right. And Debbie, as a matter of fact, you fighting those 20 pounds, you are one of those people that really did everything you knew to do right. And it's so incorrect because, you know, you were saying that, oh, my gosh, you know, the supersizing at the McDonald's or the supersizing here or there, that's bad enough. But that's not even – doesn't even scratch the surface. When you talk about it's not what you eat that makes you fat, it's what's in what you eat that makes you fat. When you talk about the additives and the synthetics and those things going into your body and your body going, okay, wait, I'm not recognizing the genetic coding here. I don't understand what I am supposed to do with high fructose corn syrup. I don't know what to do with artificial flavorings. Monosodium glutamate, what up? I don't know what to do. So the body stays frustrated, which we call inflammation, right? And what does it do? It says, you know what? I'm not real sure what this is, but just in case we may need it, I'm going to go and store it in the secured fat reserve just in case we need it for later. Well, guess what? We never need it for later, and it sits in there, and you think it's benign, but there's no such thing as fat being on your body being benign. It creates its own little communication center. It starts to mess with your hormones. It definitely messes with your insulin, and it just mucks up all of the communication in your body. And then trying to unravel and uncoil that, it's a nightmare. And it gets so frustrating when you're overweight because you want to do the right thing, but not even your brain can get the right messages because it's so gunked up. That's what we do here. I hate to use the word detox, but the method that we use creates this detox that comes what I call from the inside of your toenails. I mean, it's unlike anything you've ever experienced before. And, you know, we use a method that's going to happen really, really quickly for you to the tune of about half a pound to a pound a day. That's how fast the weight goes away. But the method in which we use, which we actually do use 8CG. Now, 8CG is a tool. It's not the end-all be-all. It's a great tool. But what you have to understand is that 8CG is temporary. Food is forever. So once you come off of 8CG and you've lost your weight, like many times people go, gosh, I've done that before. I went to this clinic. Well, great. They gave you a fistful of needles. You used that. You lost the weight. And in 10 days, you had half of it back on because you didn't understand how to do a maintenance program because there's nothing out there that teaches that. That's the cornerstone of what I do. So I wrote the program for maintenance. It works. And you actually get to eat real food because I deal with real people. I deal with people like Debbie who have to be camera ready. I deal with people who travel the world in different hotel rooms every day, and they're like, you know what, Elisa, when I go out to eat with an executive, I can't be sitting over there ordering carrots and onions. I've got to eat real food. I've got to be able to drink a glass of wine. I've got to be able to look and act and move around the world like a real person. And guess what? You can eat the left side of the menu because I can show you how to do that. Not that we're telling you that that's what you should do, but the main thing I want you to hear me say is this. It is truly about getting control of your insulin and getting the inflammation out of your body, because once we can do that, the body can get in a state that it can take care of itself. And that's what we do. So not only are we getting this weight off, and we follow that, and you've heard Debbie say, concierge level of service. No one in this industry does a concierge level of service, because I think that people think, oh my gosh, I would never have a minute in my day. But the truth of the matter is, if you do it correctly, and that means you're getting a phone call every single day, and it's, hey, how's the scale treating you today? Great, I'm down 1.4 pounds. Fantastic. Any questions? No, I'm good. Okay, great. We start every single day. Everybody in the program gets a phone call every single day to make sure that you're starting off in the right place. We will never be responsible for you to have a Snicker bar attack. That's what I always say. But concierge level of service means that phone gets answered. You are calling your coach. You are dealing with your coach. And that doesn't mean a bank of coaches. It's one coach. So you don't have to repeat your story over and over and over. So now you can just get down to it. If at 3 in the afternoon a friend calls you and says, hey, we're going to go have dinner tonight, and you're on the program or a specific phase of the program, oh, my gosh, let me call my coach. Hey, coach, I just got a phone call. I'm going to be eating at 5 o'clock. They want to go to this restaurant. I wasn't prepared. You know, they're going to get you prepared for that. That's what concierge level of service means. Not only that, when you're in our program, you also have, again, access, like she said, email, Facebook, our private Facebook page, and the fact that we have a Monday meeting every single week that's just ongoing. Now, if you can't make those meetings, that's not a big deal. They're there for you. And then Deb is going to book in that meeting with what she does, which is amazing, 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 amazing. So we over-service you, which is exactly what we want to do. I always say, mm-hmm. I want you to cry mercy. Mercy, quit calling me. Leave me alone. But that's why we have the success that we do, because we just simply, we won't, first of all, I'm not going to take you unless I know for sure you can be successful. And it really, you know, people say, well, who are your most successful people? People who can answer their phone and follow my voice and do exactly what I'm telling them to do. There is no slippery slopes in my program, mm-hmm. none.
So what exactly is HCG, Elisa? You did say ACG.
Yes, I was going to ask that myself. What is that?
That's
scary.
Okay, no, that's a great question. I want to say it again. HC as in cat,
G as in goat, because a lot of people hear something different, and they think that we're talking about human growth hormones. Like, that is not what we're talking about. It's called HCG, and it stands for human chorionic gonadotropin. That's a big, giant, fancy word for a hormone that's naturally produced in the human body. And for women, it's prolific when you are, you know, in pregnancy. But for men, it's actually a luteinizing hormone, so it's actually in your body as well, which is why the body accepts it so well. But the long and the short of it is this. What HCG does, you know, in your body you have a secured fat reserve, and that's actually sacred to the body. I mean, really and truly, it's the reason it was put there in case you live in a famine-stricken land, you're pregnant, you know, and there's no food. The baby can feed off of a secured fat reserve, which is why women who live in famine-stricken lands can birth an 8-pound baby even if they're starving. So that's that part of the body. Now, we've never been in famine. Not here in the United States anyway. So, you know, that seems a little foreign, but there's a real reason why it's there. When you are using HCG, what it does, and I just want you to think in your mind about a soldier being over that secured fat reserve. Well, what HCG does is it literally takes that soldier off guard of the secured fat reserve, and now the body can dip into its own fat reserves, releasing 2,500 calories of secured fat. Now, understand what I'm telling you. This is fat that has already been eaten, processed, and stored. Okay? So this is secured fat. So what happens is 2,500 calories is being pulled out, plus you're going to be eating food. And so your body's going to be reading about 3,000 calories a day. So that means there's no muscle wasting. That means that the body is just flying high, because most people don't even consume 3,000 calories a day. But that's what HCG actually gives us access to, is your secured fat reserve. That's why you lose weight so fast, because it really is taking fat from that secured fat reserve. And hear what I'm saying. Most programs out there that help you lose weight, when you first start on them, you're going to lose a lot of water. Everybody always says that, right? They're like, oh, that's just water weight. Well, they're absolutely right. And that the kind of fat that goes after is called structural fat. And if you lose too much of it, you start getting like the dark eyes and just your skin looks terrible and the whole thing. That doesn't happen here, because this is coming from the inside. I'm telling you, most people lose between 15 and 20 pounds before someone ever even says, oh, my gosh, why do you look different? Because it's happening on the inside, and it's that kind of fat that sort of wraps around your organs, and it's, like, not the good stuff. So when this comes out, it is like the fountain of youth. Everybody looks great, because not only is it pulling out fat, it's also pulling out fat-soluble vitamins, but it's also pulling out every toxin, every synthetic, everything that has gone into your body as a question mark that the body didn't know what to do, so it took it there, it removes that. So I am telling you, within a week, oh, my goodness, your thinking is clear. You're not hungry. It sort of just takes your whole mind offline of even being hungry. It is the most amazing thing. And, you know, I could sit here and tell you about it all day. I could talk about it all day. But, you know, again, Debbie was a client. So, I mean, Debbie, you can speak to this, how you were able to work with this and how great you felt. And I'm going to just kind of turn that over to you, because I don't want to do all the talking here, because I sure could all day. I love it so much. But the main thing, let me say this before, Debbie, you jump in, and I want you to, is, you know, yes, I'm here to facilitate weight loss, and we're going to get that done. But truly, that is the cherry on top of the cake, because the bottom line is, I want you to lose weight, but more than that, I want you to get your insulin under control. I want you to get your inflammation under control. Because when you do that, you take care of so many things. We're talking about obesity. But you know what? Let me talk to you about high blood pressure, cholesterol, diverticulitis. Every horrible thing that you hear is associated with obesity. You know, when I worked in insurance for 17 years, when I first started in insurance, obesity was not that big a deal. I mean, the rate up, there wasn't a rate up. Smoking, there was. And then slowly but surely, obesity overtook smoking. It costs more to insure an obese person than it does to insure a smoker, because obesity affects absolutely everything. There's not that one pill, but it affects high blood pressure, which there's a pill for that, right? It affects cholesterol. There's a pill for that. It affects everything that causes people to have to be on medication. And let's be real. Yes, the medication is going to bring those levels down,
but what is it really doing to your body? What is it mm-hmm. really doing to your overall engine of your body? It wears on it. So mm-hmm. and here's the other thing. For every pound we can get pulled off of your body, that takes 7 pounds off of your, you know, off of your musculature. How great is it? Not your muscles, but your, you know, your joints. So every pound is 7 pounds off. We have so many people that hit 100 pounds. Do you understand? I have a girl in my group, love her to death. She's a horseback rider. And, I mean, we laugh and not making fun. I mean, she's the one because she loves to show pictures of her horse. And I'm like, your horse should bow down to you every time you go get on him. That is 700 pounds off of his back. Off
wow.
of his leg. She's like, I know. He gets really excited when he sees me now. I'm like, I bet. It is an amazing, amazing thing. So, Debbie, I want you to jump in because, you know, again, you know I can talk all day.
That was so great. That's so funny.
Can we just take a quick music break? Just a quick music break.
Okay.
And we'll play an appropriate, before you come on, Debbie, there's a healing going on because not only will you look great and feel great, but you'll also be so much healthier. And then we'll talk about the website, and then we'll get into your talk, Debbie. Okay.
Beautiful. Great. Thank you.
All right,
sounds
then.
Good.
Just take a quick break, a quick music break. Jamie Lula, there's a healing going on. Very popular in the chat room, that one.
Big finish. Yeah, that was an a cappella spiritual. I love it.
Fantastic. Right, then we better give the call out, the call-in number out again, which is 646-929-0461, or from outside the United States, 011-646-929-0461. And don't be shy, call in. In fact, we're not hungry, we've been fed, and we don't bite. And we're nearly human.
Not we quite, won't but nearly.
And so if you want to just talk about your website for a minute so that people know where to find you.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And indeed, because we do have a deadline. You know, that's the thing with dreams. They have deadlines. But, of course, if you want to be part of the group, please go to DeborahDashinger.com/thintastic. I'll spell that for you. It's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name is D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, Dachinger.com/thin, T-H-I-N, tastic, thintastic, one word. So DeborahDashinger.com/thintastic. You will see the whole program there. You'll see some amazing videos, and we really urge you to watch the videos. Mm. And also before and after pictures and a whole breakdown of everything you get with the program. We have half-priced this for everybody for the new year because new year, new body, new you. It's time, time. And, you know, we're all in – I want to address this as well. This is an interesting vibrational time. Everybody who's sensitive feels what's going on. And it's a time for your body to get in line and aligned with what's going on. Because if we want to be here to help everybody through the transition right now on the planet, I think it's really important to be in the best health. So please go to DeborahDashinger.com/fantastic. And just know, too, that there are conversations to be had. If you have questions after this, of course, call in. We're here right now live for you. And also, you'll go through a phone call, a consultation that's free to you. And it's a call with Elisa, and she'll help determine if you're right for the program. So, you know, that's all free. You just sign up, but you do want to reserve your spot. So if you're really sincerely interested, definitely reserve your spot because we only have so many open, and then we'll have a conversation with you so we connect. How's that?
Right. Debbie, and I do want to say, you know, again, go and hold your spot because – like she said, there's a limited number, and it has to be a limited number because to give this kind of concierge level of service, we have to have a cutoff. So I just want to say, you know, we have really about four, maybe five spots left. So I really want to encourage you, if you just have questions, if you think that, you know what, I really would like to go ahead and talk to Elisa. I really would like to sort of know a little bit more, and I'm a little shy or whatever, hold your spot so we can call you, so we can call you and answer those questions because I certainly understand. We've all heard so much. We've all been through so much when it comes to weight loss, and it's just really hard to believe that this could possibly be the answer to all of those prayers that you've prayed because I know what that feels like. You know, if we have just a moment, I would like to, and Debbie, actually, I did this on your show, and I just think it's just so amazing because it was just a really quick little something that one of my clients who was telling a friend about this program, she sent to her because she was very concerned about her losing weight. And it was so interesting because her friend, you know, did the program and said, I want to share this email with you. And it's really quick. So if I have just a second, I'd just like to read it real quick. She said, I spent years of my life trying to lose weight. The last 2 years working with a nutritionist, I joined Weight Watchers 4 times last year. Mm-hmm. I paid Fort Sanders a whole year's membership in advance trying to ensure my attendance. Yet I've continued to lose the battle of the bulge until now. I started working with Elisa, and this has been, you know, February 17th of 2010. She says, protocol is quick, efficient, uncomplicated, and highly manageable. I have learned so much that my husband and child are healthier for it. Feeling in control of that one elusive area of my life has been very empowering. The last time I was this size, I was a senior in college. The thought of erasing almost 25 years of bad choices and their consequences is so seductive, it makes me giddy. Is that just the greatest email ever?
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
So, I completely understand that. I live that. And I just, again, I want people to understand that there really is an answer out there. And it's not, you know, it's not fairy dust. It's the real deal. And once you're with me, I want you to understand part of my program is that you're always with me. Because I know that you didn't put your weight on in, you know, a month, 2 months, 2 years. Many times it's a lifetime of really poor decisions. And, you know, my mom, I was raised by a registered dietitian. So to say that I knew a lot about food is an understatement, but it didn't help me because the things that are standard, you know, to what is sort of like Western medicine, you know, there's some things that are really good and some things that just really, when you break it down, don't make a lot of sense. So I knew a lot of the book smart started part of the stuff, but it just didn't work for me. So if you've been down that road, you've done everything from the nutritionist, from, you know, from the doctors, you know, this is different. This is not that. This is something completely different.
I agree,
yeah.
And I concur. And, you know, I even did something. There's some of this. So there's so many different people who come to this. You've heard a story that Elisa just shared about somebody who lost a significant amount of weight, and she has a lot of people in her arsenal who have lost well over 100 pounds in the program. Then there are the 50 to 80-pound rangers, and then there are those who have the 15 to 20 pounds. So all are welcome because the program works for everybody. And I do want to talk a little bit about the HCG because we brought that up earlier. And I want to say what is amazing about the HCG. Elisa talked a little bit about how great you feel on it, true, and how great you look on it. So I really feel like if you don't want to pay for a facelift, if you don't want to go that route of the scalpel, but you kind of like to look better, there is something about taking this particular hormone. Men and women, by the way, it really beautifies and makes you so much younger looking. It's incredible. It's like a wrinkle remover. I know that sounds crazy, but you got to try it for yourself. Because
well,
I watched
you know,
my beloved.
Yeah.
So I watched my beloved go on this, and he looks like crazy great. Crazy great.
So is
well,
this
we
available
talk, we,
over the counter? You know, I mean, do you buy it in the health shop?
No,
I love that
so
you're
glad.
Asking this. And you know, let me say this about that, and then I'm going to volley this over to Elisa. One of the things that is so outstanding about the program she and I are doing right now, Fintastic, is that we have had several people step forward with repeated stories of, I've heard about HCG, I've heard it's remarkable. I did the quote-unquote homeopathic one, and I failed miserably, or I didn't do well, it didn't work for me, or I went to a doctor, and I worked with a doctor, and the doctor said, here, do this, I left, and then I had no guidance, and so I was all over the place. So we've already brought people, in fact, it's amazing how many people have come to us who understand how meaningful HCG potentially is, but were horrifically misguided before and now already doing the program with us and are having unbelievable success. So with that, that's a beautiful segue, Jean. Thank you. So would you address that directly, Elisa, and talk about HCG before and then what you do instead?
Okay. Well, I want to say this, too, because what's so interesting, and you'll see this on the before and after pictures, but we always say people go from looking like their mother, you know, I mean, with the weight and because it just weighs you down and there's a lot of things going on that's just, I mean, the weight is the outside manifestation of really kind of what's going on the inside. But you go from looking like your mother to looking like your daughter. You know, it's kind of a cool thing. But, yeah, Debbie, listen, I want to thank y'all so much because I completely forgot to bring up, the point about when people say, oh, yeah, I know all about HCG, yeah, I know. Well, many times they've done homeopathic. Now, there's a lot of things out there that are homeopathic that are fantastic, but HCG is not one of those because when you do the homeopathic version, will you lose weight? Well, if you eat very low calorie, you probably will.
But what we're going for is to get the secured fat out to be released into the bloodstream so the body can actually use it for energy. And if you do anything less than that, you're going to be, you know, getting into muscle wasting, starving yourself, making your body hold on to fat. So the minute that you actually come off of anything like that, you're going to immediately put weight back on. And that doesn't happen with this. I've had, you know, like Debbie was saying, I have so many people, doctors refer people to me. But a lot of times when people hear, you know, the program or, you know, they're like, oh, gosh, I don't need a coach. I'll go try to do it myself. So they'll try to do it themselves, even if they use the real HCG, but especially homeopathic. Because, yes, it works. It's great. It's wonderful. But, again, if you don't have the maintenance to follow that with, it doesn't matter. It will just become another weight loss, program that failed for you, because HCG helps to get the weight off, but it doesn't help to keep it off. There are things that you have to do, and that's what we specialize in. So there is a marked difference in doing a program like mine where we use the real HCG, the real thing that actually pulls from the secured fat reserve. As a matter of fact, there was a thing that came down. This happened a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the FDA, they're closing all the. What they were mm-hmm. having an issue with were the people that were using homeopathic, because so many people were ending up so sick. Well, obviously, if they're eating a very low-calorie diet, and they're trying to survive on hundreds of calories a day, they're going to get sick if they go for 3 and 4 weeks without eating. So that was what the issue was. I just don't have those issues. Part of the reason I don't have those issues, again, is because they're getting a daily phone call. So if there is any issue whatsoever, we handle it right then and there. If people start to have muscle cramps, we know exactly what to do to tell them to take care of that. So, Debbie, did I answer all of that, honey? I am so sorry. I'm just talking my head off. I wanted to make sure I answered your question.
I think so. I really do, and I think it's such an important point because it's prevalent out there. You know, I travel in a lot of, as I keep calling it transformational, but, you know, it's our people, it's our tribe, and I travel in a lot of those circles. And this is sort of, it's interesting how hush-hush it is, but the truth mm-hmm. is, in a lot of healing circles, a lot of people doing amazing work right now, I know that this product's being used. I was just on a taping the other day, and somebody was talking about, oh, did you know so-and-so's using that? How's she doing? Oh, she's on phase such-and-such. So let's be real about it. HCG is being used, but wouldn't it be awesome if the weight is lost, but it's a done deal? Because as far as I'm concerned, and this is where the inside work comes as well, I'm all about freedom. What I want so much in my life is freedom and peace. Those are the two things, if I could have any adjective, and fun. I'm going to throw fun in there as well.
Yeah. Of course.
I could have those three things, right? Freedom, fun, peace. How awesome would that be? And part of that for me, like if every year on your New Year's resolution or your goal list or your to-do or whatever you got to handle or somewhere in the back of your brain constantly is, I'm overweight, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I feel, and dear God, don't send me to the doctor one more time to get on that scale. You know, if we handled it once and for all, we would have no more attention on that anymore, and our attention can go to the things we really want to create in our life.
Good point.
That is the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. And that, you know, Debbie, that's, even if people don't have the words for that, that's what everybody wants. They want that peace. They want peace with themselves. I know. Let me say this again. I know what it was like to be 81 pounds overweight. I know what it was like to be at the airport sitting in that little room before you're getting ready to get on the airplane going, oh, my God, who am I going to be sitting by? And them going, oh, dear God, is she going to be sitting in the middle? I mean, I know that. It sounds funny now, and I can joke about it now, but it was painful. Everything for me was it took me 10 times longer than everybody else because I just had to think about things so much. I couldn't just walk in my closet and reach my arm out and grab something cute. I had to, like, agonize over what I was going to be wearing because I was going to be standing in front of people speaking and, you know, all the things that come with that. You know, to just be able to walk in your closet and what I call not make the walk of shame. It's called the walk of shame from getting up out of the bed to go to your closet to get dressed every morning because you're just, you spend 2 hours trying to cover up something that you know everybody can see anyway. So you put a lot of attention on like one eye at a time when you're doing your makeup because you know the clothes don't look good. Let's at least work on the makeup. But then that's not even good either because you can't even see your whole face because you don't really want to see your whole big face in a mirror. It just eats away at your soul. It really and truly does. Not to mention the fact how you just never felt great. You know, you have to have energy for work, and you'd put it all into just trying to get through the day and to come home and just collapse on the couch, you know, thinking, I'm so tired, I don't want to move. Ugh, would somebody just bring me a box of ice cream and I'll be fine, you know? So that's the peace and the freedom. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants that sure. ready moment when somebody calls and says, hey, you want to go here or you want to go there. You know, I traveled for years with my insurance company. We went to fabulous places around the world. And I'm going to tell you what, I have some pictures, not many, and I don't really remember the good times. It was an amazing trip. All of them were amazing trips that I don't really remember that much about because I just agonized over, oh, we've got this thing tonight.
Too busy being
everything
self-conscious.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everything was a chore. Mm. Nothing was fun. And I felt so bad for my husband because, you know, he always wanted to go to every little thing and do every little thing, and I'm thinking, what am I going to wear? What am I going to wear there? My heart,
dominates
that is why.
Life, doesn't it? It dominates,
it does.
It, doesn't it?
Mm. Dominates. Your thoughts, everything. So... we put an end to that
plus
here.
You just lose the motivation, you know, being overweight. It's a domino effect, isn't it? You're overweight,
yes.
And you don't have the motivation to go do these things. And you're feeling tired all the time from lugging around the weight. So it's a kind of a vicious cycle in a domino effect collapsing in on itself.
And that's 100% it, 100%, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, this fantastic program is not only a way to alleviate all that through diet, but also through the support group and support that you get all along the way, the entire journey, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, you don't get all the, you know, just because you lose the weight, like I said, all the reasons that you put the weight on in the first place to put that kind of weight on will still be there. So mm-hmm. my program has never, even before I connected with Debbie, it was never meant to be a one and you're done because you're really never done. It's an ongoing, yeah, you're going to lose your weight. That can be a one and done or a couple of phases or a couple of protocols or three protocols, whatever it takes for you. But the support is always going to be there because – you know, you'll go through this moment where you lose all the weight and everything is great for like 3 months, 6 months. It's fantastic. Everybody's going, oh, my God, look at you. You look amazing. Oh, my gosh, look at you. Oh, look at you. And then when those people have seen you and seen you and seen you and you just look great all the time, those compliments don't come anymore. And then you feel a loss. I know that sounds crazy, but you do. You start to feel that loss of, well, why don't they say I look great anymore? Because you just look great and everybody's already said it 10,000 times. What more do you want? But that's mm-hmm. why it's great to have a group to go, you know what, that happened to me. Yeah, let me tell you what I had to do. Because it just doesn't happen overnight. There's things that happen. You're going to lose the weight, but then we've got to catch your mind up to the weight loss because the weight loss is so fast. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yes, and I want to say, just echo that, not a one and done, you know, because I sigh when I hear you say that. There is a lot of shame out there in the world about bodies and what we look like, and we happen to live in a time, you know, every time in history it said something else was different. And, of course, even today you could travel the globe, and in one country being extremely obese means a richness, and those are the people you want to marry, you know, and often, anyway, I don't have to go through all the countries, but it is often different in other places. The majority of the planet, though, honors a very slender frame and says this is what's light and right. So we live in interesting times. And I think there's a tremendous amount of shame over how we look. Even people sometimes who look good feel shame. To other people, they look good, you know. And to hear somebody at a concierge level who says, this isn't a one and done. I'm not going to look at you and go, great, bye-bye, talk to the hand. you know, that she, her door is still open and that she understands the complete physical process that you go through, and you've got someone in your corner no matter what. And as you adjust to a new body, a new life, whether people are complimenting you or not, and it is true, at some point they sort of drop off because they've seen you enough. So how do you sustain that? What does that look like for you? And like emotionally, where do you go with that? And that's what I'm going to be assisting people with. Everything from what goes on when you're releasing the weight to what happens when you've released the weight, and how to really live with that without the ego, but really with, okay, my life is really starting now. This is, in a sense, a rebirth for me. Mm-hmm. I have a whole new choice I just created that I'm stepping into. And from this new place of health and well-being, what do I choose to create in my life? And this is where a lot of dreams can start, you know, becoming true. And I think the ticket and the secret is to not sabotage ourselves. We've done that enough in the past. So instead, let's empower ourselves to move forward into a whole new way of being and doing in our lives, you know, so much as possible.
That's right. That's great.
Well,
that is absolutely right.
Fantastic. But I think we'll just take a quick music break while you get your voice, your breath back, you girls. Okay. So we'll play Michael Bernard Beckwith, Adventure in Paradise.
Taking an adventure in paradise. Your stimulus pack
Adventurous in Paradise. Ooh, Michael Bernard Beckwith. That was brilliant, that song. Well, have you girls got your voices back and your breath back?
Yes.
I know you've got brilliant voices because I've got a couple of recordings on here that we'll play in just a minute. If you want to just say anything else about what we're speaking about, you did say that you can't just buy this HCG over the counter. So do you supply it with the program?
No. And I want to be very, very clear on that. I do not supply it. But when they, you know, sign up for the program, I will go over exactly the description, but I will go over exactly how we go about getting that.
All right. Oh, that's good. Because is it available in the United Kingdom?
Oh, goodness. You know, I don't know 100%. But, you know, again, it's specific to where they are based on zip code, that kind of thing. We will, you know, if they decide that this is something that they want to do, we will take it on a case-by-case and look and make sure that, you know, that they can.
All right. Okay. Because I've lost about 10 pounds just by cutting out bread. And I've about another 5 to lose, but obviously over Christmas I'm going to be putting probably half of the 10 back on again. And I've had a constant, so I'm only 5'2", so I've always been conscious of, well, in fact, I'm less than that. I've always been conscious of my height, and because I've been on stage most of my life as well, conscious of my weight, but. Just at times during my life, it's been like somebody had a foot pump, you know, blowing me up occasionally. You know what I mean? And I think,
absolutely.
I better get some off again. And so I do find it not too hard to slim, but hard to keep it off. So I think I'm going to be checking out your program.
Yeah, you're fortunate, though, for you to say that, you know, it's not even so hard for me to get it off, but to keep it off. You know, to maintain it, because, you know, after we reach the age of 45, I'm telling you, women that have been thin their whole life tell me, they're like, Elisa, you don't understand. I am telling you, I could cut out this or cut out that, exercise, do something, and the needle would move for me. It doesn't matter what I do now. I don't care if I starve myself. I don't care if I exercise for 3 hours a day. Nothing is moving. Well, many times, you know, hormonally there are things that are going on, and that is why HCG works so beautifully with that. And so back to the point, you know, when Debbie had talked about the 15 to 20-pound people that need to lose weight, I really, my heart goes out to them, because so many times they've sat in my office or they've told me, you know, over the phone, there's just nothing for me out there, because, you know, these programs where you go in, you know, I'm the smallest person in there, and people are looking at me like, what are you doing here? You're what we want to look like at the end, and there's no help for them. But I totally understand it now, because they've been thin their whole life, so to carry an extra 15 or 20 pounds, it feels like what 55 pounds or 65 pounds or 105 pounds feels on an overweight person. It feels the same. They don't feel good in their skin. They don't feel like, again, camera ready. They just don't feel like themselves. So that is a beautiful thing about this program, because you feel, you get back to where you were before, and it's a wonderful thing. And again, my heart goes out to the people that have been slim. Now, it took me a while to get there because I struggled with weight my whole life. So when people would come into my office, it was really interesting, and my office has moved now, but my receptionist would kind of go, girl, she's like a size 6, you know, it was so funny. And of course I had sort of a weird-looking eye out for these people, but now I totally understand it, totally understand that a person that's a size 6 or a size 8 that is normally a size 2 or a 4, They feel different in their skin just like we do. So, yeah, this is a great program for that. Because, again, not only is it getting that fat out from the secured fat reserve, it's also removing those synthetic additives that our food, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the foods that we eat. So, yeah, it just gets rid of all of that. Absolutely.
So, what about this song, As Without, So With, As Within, So Without? Someone's brother David wrote it. Was it? Is that right?
I'm sorry. Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, whoever said...
That would be me.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
That would be Debbie.
Right, Debbie. Your brother David, he wrote it or something. And did you record it?
Well, actually, we were quite young. And yes, we wrote a song together. My brother is a composer. He writes for CBS television and several other, you know, the big sports you see on television and so forth.
Yeah.
And also, I was a musician and an actress most of my life. So at this time, I wrote the lyrics, and he wrote the music, and we went in the recording studio, and we produced this song, which very much bespoke to my journey at the time, because I was very new to metaphysics, and for the first time experiencing the idea of the potency that we each have in creating what we really prefer and taking responsibility for our creations. So that's where the song came from.
Oh, so would you like me to give that a quick spin?
Why not?
Why not?
We haven't got that much time. So I'll just give this a quick spin. I heard it, actually. It sounds great.
My soul rises as I grow.
love it. Very, very catchy
Yay.
Song. And
well,
I'm here
fun
on
to
the,
listen to.
Well, I'm here on the switchboard. We'll play Alisa Slattery, See You, Spotlight. Woo!
No, no, sweetie. This is it's Debbie Dashinger singing Spotlight.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, is it Debbie singing it?
Oh.
All right.
Because if you don't like it, don't blame her.
Well.
Well.
It's me. Give me credit.
I'm sorry. Well, it says Spotlight, Alisa Slattery. Maybe that's because you sent it me, Lisa. Okay, so shall
I
play this song?
Time. That's all, Alisa.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah. So this is from something called Babe. I hate to get this all mixed up for the listeners, but this is from something called Babe, or Babes. It went to Broadway. And anyway, this is me, Debbie, singing one of the title tracks, and I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, it's a lovely song. Here we go then. So Debbie Dashinger.
There we go.
Like.
Spotlight, let it shine on me, give me a glow. Tell the world just what they should know. I was scared of trying, just watching life from the wings. Now it's time I started getting a taste of what happiness brings. So bring on the spotlight. I feel whole somehow bathed in their light. Keep them dazzling, blindingly bright. Why? Now I'm positively a red hot day attraction. Give me a spotlight and watch me steal the show. Reds and ambers as bright as the day. Here's where troubles all melt away. I was next to nothing and watching others fall far. So I switched around my battle plan and pressed the change. Oh, a star was born for spotlight. Fill the room with them, here's where I thrive. Turn them up and I come alive. I've landed right on target and this time I'll be going far. Get a spotlight and watch me steal the show. Once you're there in the limelight, nothing can go wrong. Should old man trouble appear, just sneer and say so long. Every semblance of doubt has vanished and all my worries have all been banished. So come, let's tell me and friend tell me.
Debbie,
and I was singing backup.
That's right.
And Speaking of Ethel Merman, next week you've got Melissa Berman. Melissa
oh,
Berman
wonderful.
Next week. A return guest. And I've really enjoyed today. It's been absolutely fantastic. Two wonderful speakers from over there in America. Thank you so much to Elisa Slattery, Queen of Weight Loss, and Deborah Dassinger. And thank you to you, Gary, for being here with us. And people in the chat room and people in archives, don't forget you can join the program by getting onto the website of Debbie.
DeborahDassinger.com /fantastic.
That's it.
Yeah, just think fantastic, slim task.
And it's thin, just so you're clear, it's not slim, although we want you to be
fin-tastic.
Slim, but it is thin. THIN-tastic. And again, remember, you can have a free phone call with us. It's just a free consultation. Jean, if you want to come on board, love to have you. Anybody else, reach
yeah,
out.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for having us on today. It was a blast.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We so much have, fun.
We'll have to do a live stream so that we can show before and after pictures. We couldn't do that today on the radio, but that would be good if we did a live stream and split the screen three ways, wouldn't it? Or four ways,
Oh, that'd
Gary.
Be fun, yes.
It would be. Okay, then, so watch this space. Okay, then, we're going to say goodbye and God bless and finish with Michael Bernard Beckwith singing Let It Be All Right. So thank you once again for being here, everybody. And next week,
thank
Melissa
you.
Berman, as I said, so join us next week. And thank you so much, girls. I've really enjoyed it.
We love
thank you,
Lisa.
Thank
you
thank
for
you,
having
Debbie.
Us. Thanks, Gary.
Thank
you
so much. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye,
thanks,
everyone.
Christy. We'll see you next
have
week.
Have a lovely Christmas, you guys. All right, because I won't
you
be seeing you before
say.
Christmas, will I? I'll be seeing everybody else before Christmas, but not you two. Okay, so thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back at themselves. You have star power.